Hello, welcome to the Feminine Power Journey podcast, where we discuss our journeys to reclaiming our power over our voice, over our bodies, our energies, and our destiny, which is essentially divine feminine power. My name is Kaya, aka Life Goddess, and I'm here to encourage and inspire women around the world to express who they are in the world unapologetically. Welcome to our first real episode of the Feminine Power Journey. Today's topic will be about creating a feminine ritual or routine. So a feminine routine or ritual is basically an everyday routine that caters to you. It's a routine that you do to nurture to yourself, to perform self-love, self-reflection, and self-care. It's a ritual that awakens the divine feminine energy, which is the feminine consciousness. What makes femininity so powerful that it... Wait. What makes femininity so powerful is that it comes from within, it's invisible, it's overwhelming, and it's practically indestructible. So that's why it's very important to work on yourself and build that radical trust and powerful intuition. Here's a quote from my favorite leader, Aisha Faines. She states that once a woman realizes her power is within, she stops seeking power and validation from without. This is what it means to be queen. Now, I want to introduce my favorite niece, Desiree, who will be joining us today in our discussion. Hello, Desiree.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
So introduce yourself. So what made you want to join this topic today?
I just wanted to talk about being self-aware because I feel like it's the best time to do it. We're all at home. It's Corona time, so it's the best time to learn how to be aware of yourself and not getting sucked into that whole sadness and just letting the world eat you alive, Yeah.
Exactly. It's perfect. Y'all need some self-reflection, since we're at home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think about feminine routine and rituals? Do you have any of your own?
Yes, I do. And I think that they are very beneficial. What I do for my ritual is I wake up in the morning, I pray, and then I do some yoga and meditate. And I think that is very helpful for me because it's when I stretch my body, I feel like I'm opening up and I'm releasing any stress that I had, and I'm just getting that burst of energy. And so that's my way of doing my ritual, and it makes me feel empowered. And yeah, that's I think that's very beneficial that everyone should do something that makes them feel empowered.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's very important about rituals. They're catered to you. So whatever makes you feel good, what makes you feel empowered and boosts with energy, whatever it may be, then you do that for you. It's not necessarily do meditation, do this, do that. It's whatever makes you feel good. So that's very important to remember. So what I do personally, I used to do, I'm trying to get back on it again because since school started, it's been chaotic and it's stressful as hell. So I need to get back into my ritual. But my ritual was that I will, it's kind of radical for others, but it's kind of just my thing. I'm kind of an extremist. So I wake up at 4:30 a.m. I take a spiritual bath or a shower, then I'm going to stop. Body. I love all up on my body. I express admiration and love for my body, which is very important. I chant. I drink some nice hot tea. I write in my journal, and then I meditate. I like to wake up before the world wakes me up because I don't like to be rushed throughout the day. It's great to wake up to just be actually, So it may seem like a lot, but it's really beneficial to how I start my day in a positive way and nurture myself so I can show up in the world in my true and best self. So, you know what I mean, Desiree?
Yeah, it makes sense. And like, even though I know I won't be waking up at 4:30 a.m. ever, I think, like, you know, like, that's what I was saying. Like, everybody should do something that benefits them, that makes them feel powerful. Right. And I think that that's amazing. Like, I wish I could wake up at 4:30.
It has, but to do with discipline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like that discipline, that power. Like, yeah, I can wake up at 4:30. So mm-hmm. what? Yeah, I'm awesome.
Right.
And that way, it makes you feel powerful. That's awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah. It's very important to, like, when it comes to rituals, that you continuously do them, because a lot of the times we may, you know, do a ritual for a couple of weeks and then we just, you know, drift away. And a lot of times mm-hmm. that's like self neglection. You kind of neglect because you're not really, you know, pandering to yourself, and you're just letting yourself, I guess, go in a way. You're doing the things that you love to do, but then you stop doing them because of whatever circumstances they are. But you have to remember to really take care of yourself before you take care of anyone else or worry about anything else. So that's very important. So yeah, ever since I've been doing this ritual, it made a huge difference in my mood, how I treat myself and others, and most importantly, how I speak to myself. Because we all have that negative little thing in our heads that just constantly criticize ourselves throughout the day, and a lot of the times we just let that little negative, you know, thing talk to us, and we don't really shut it down. We just, you know, embrace it and just accept it for what it is. And that's not the case. And I know we all have that kind of, you know, criticism within ourselves, but it's always important to really think, be aware of how you speak to yourself, because that can really change how you feel about yourself and how you treat others.
Definitely, like,
okay,
I feel like whenever I'm like talking negative about myself, it definitely affects the way I feel and the way I handle myself with other people throughout my day.
Yeah,
like, it's important to be conscious,
right,
of like how you're talking to yourself and others,
right,
because that energy, those your words have power,
mm-hmm.
and there's in it, and that's energy being put out into the world, and it's gonna be good or bad,
right? Exactly, because energy is contagious.
Okay, exactly.
Hello, welcome back to the next segment. Okay, today we're going to be talking about a book that I've been reading, which is called The Secret. It's a very popular book that I'm sure everyone heard of or watched the movie. And The Secret talks about the most powerful force in the universe, which is the law of attraction. It talks about how powerful our thoughts are. It says that our thoughts are the reflection of our reality. You are like a human transmission tower, transmitting a frequency with your thoughts. If you want to change anything in your life, change the frequency by changing your thoughts. Your thoughts are the cause, and your feelings, behavior, your mood is the effect, which is essentially the law of the universe. So when you do your feminine ritual and you feel really good and positive, and then throughout the day you come upon those emotional vampires, those annoyingly negative people, and you start to get irritated, your whole mood and attitude start to change from a positive to a negative real quick, okay? Keep in mind that your thoughts are creating your emotions, not your environment or your circumstances. You are the master of your reality. This is what it means. No, this is what keeps you positive all day and attuned with your feminine power and consciousness. Okay. So, Desiree, do you have any thoughts on what I just said?
Like, it made me think about, like, what, when you're thinking and, like, you're thinking those negative thoughts because of, like, what somebody said, and you're, like, obsessing on the negativity, it's like, it made me think about, like, why is it that we're so attracted to negativity? Because
mm-hmm.
I know that for, like, the past week, I've just wanted to listen to sad songs all day. and it's like, yeah. I don't know, it just makes me feel better.
Okay.
It's like a comfort feeling.
Yeah.
And but it's not good. It's not good. It's not a good thing. I know it's not good because it's not making me feel better. So to say, I'm just comforted, you know, like I'm not alone. This song is feeling what I'm feeling, but I'm still sad, you know? So it's like, why is that?
You know,
there's some food for that.
It's also, it's good to, you know, not necessarily reject, like there's different forms of depression and stuff like that. But when you know that you're feeling sad, it's good to have to be aware of that. That's the first step of recovering from whatever, you know, sadness you're trying to overcome, is to be aware of that and to acknowledge it. Say, okay, I'm sad right now.
Right.
I'm sad because such and such. And just embrace it for that moment. Don't reject it. Don't say, I don't want to be sad. Just embrace and acknowledge that you are sad, that you're depressed or whatever you're feeling right now. It's to be mindful. That's what it's called, to be mindful. It's mindful awareness. And it's okay to just, you know, embrace it and just feel sad for that moment or whatever days that it takes for you to overcome that. It's okay to be sad for that, you know, for that long or whatever the case may be. So, but it's important to journal. It's important to meditate and to just really be in tune with what you're feeling inside. You know? So that's yeah, that's really helpful, you know, what I learned. All right. And so here's some ideas here are some ideas for your feminine ritual. So you can meditate, which is meditation is a must. It silences your ego and it just awakens your intuition. Have a nice cup of hot tea, journal, which is very, very, very important. I'm telling you, if you've never journaled before, you have to. Like, I know we all have some times where we just want to talk to someone and just get out how we feel. And sometimes we regret talking to that person. Like, why did I just share with that person a lot about my life and a lot about my personal, you know, business? And now they can just use that against me or whatever the case may be. So it's important to just write down how you feel instead of speaking to other people, because sometimes they don't need to know that, you know, for your benefit. Because I know I do that a lot. I like to talk about my feelings, how I feel to other people, and sometimes I'm like, okay, I really regret telling them that because that was so personal. And like, yeah, anyway, so when you journal, you can just write down whatever is on your mind. Don't worry about being grammatically correct. Just write. It's a self-reflection. Do your makeup. I like to do makeup and listen to music. I like to dance. I like to read inspiring books. Right now, I'm reading The Secret, which I highly recommend. Oh, and check out Women Love Power. That right there is like my Bible. Okay, I love that website. It's the best website in the world when it comes to learning about feminine power. So go to that website for more astounding, life-changing feminine power information. Yeah. So Desiree, do you have any suggestions?
So what you were saying, you know, I think it is important to journal.
Yes.
And you don't have to journal, so to speak, like writing everything down. You can do voice memos, you know, just record your voice talking about it, or you can do videos and you're just, you know, expressing yourself so you feel more like you're having a conversation and maybe that might be more comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And also you can always go back and listen to it and like reflect on it, and maybe you'll think about good memories that you had that day, or maybe you'll reflect and see how you could have done it differently. And that also helps with like, you know, just self-awareness and growing as a person.
Right, exactly. Because I used to do videos of myself, but that just took up a lot of my storage on my phone. But
yeah, and you don't have to keep them if you don't want to, like just recording them just because.
It's fun though. It's really fun recording your voice, you know, doing voice recordings or videos, whatever the case may be. But I don't know. I like doing the voice recording, but sometimes writing it is, you know, a different option if you don't want people in your phone listening to your diary or watching your videos, stuff like that, just to make it more private. That's what I do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I like both of them, different forms.
And you can always, like, a way to keep it private is to upload it maybe to your Google Drive so that, like, you know, it's not taking up space on your phone. You just have it on your phone and you change it to a file. Oh. And you can always go on your computer and log in and go look at it again. But that's an idea. So, yeah. Like, if that's your issue, go ahead and do that.
That's a good recommendation. All right. So that's the end of our podcast today. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I appreciate you coming in and doing this podcast with me and experimenting with this whole podcast thing, you know?
Yeah, so, I had fun.
I'm glad. So next, we're going to have a different podcast about sexuality. Yes. I definitely have some good topics for that because I've been recently learning more about my sexuality and different tools and, you know, information to please myself. So if you are interested in that, tune in to our next podcast.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.